Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jim Walker, who is CEO with the Certified Flooring Installers Association. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Kemp.
It's been a while since I've seen you. I think we were in Puerto Rico last time I saw you at the StarNet meeting.
That's correct.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you. You're in Nashville today, and tomorrow is your, I think, the 19th annual CFI convention. You're having it in Nashville this year at the Sheraton Music City, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So I thought we'd talk about that for a minute. You do this every year. Sometimes you have it in Kansas City. You move it around a little bit. Most people know who the CFI is, but if you don't mind, just tell our listeners again who CFI is.
All right. CFI is an international organization of carpet installers. What we do is we train and certify carpet installers according to their hands-on skill level. That's what our basic premise is, so that the consumer will get what they pay for at the time of the sale. Instead of just getting a part-timer to go out and install a carpet, we want a professional to go out there and install that piece of carpet.
I recently did our 20th anniversary, and Jim, you're not only in the WFCA Hall of Fame, but our editorial staff picked you to be one of the top 20 leaders in the business, and we really appreciate what you do for the floor covering industry.
Well, thank you.
So before we get into the details on your meeting, in your sector of installation, are people staying busy?
No, not really. We have segments across the country where the installers, there's just not enough installers. Mm-hmm. And then we've got pockets where the installers have actually left that area because there's just no work in that area. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a mixed bag all over.
And the pricing, the dollars that they're able to earn to install flooring, is that improving at all?
No, not really. It's not the price of installation, because there is no control over installation and there's no qualification of installers. Basically, all you have to do is walk vertically and have a driver's license and have a few tools, and you are considered a carpet installer by most retailers. Now, there are some retailers out there are real concerned, and they are very choosy on who they get, and their installers are qualified. But by and large, most installers are not making a decent living.
Yeah, but Jim, those retailers that really know what they're doing, when they're trying to compete against a home center, they use their installation skill levels as somewhat of a selling point. And I think some of them, I've heard some of them say that all of their installers are CFI certified.
That's our goal, but we tend to find that a lot of installers get into the business, they become certified, and then they will fall out because there is no steady work. Say 10, 15 years ago, installers were in demand. There was lots of work. Today, that's not true. But the good installers are working, just like in our shop. We're not doing what we were doing 10 years ago, but we are staying busy. But that's about the limit of it. We're just staying busy.
And the number of people in the years that you've been doing this, that you've certified, what's that number? Do you know?
48,000 in the last 19 years. This is our 19th year. 48,000 installers have gone through the program. That was in carpet. Overall, we haven't talked about laminate, resilient, ceramic tile. There's over 104,000 from all categories of floor covering that have gone through our program. That's including some of the technical services that we offer, technical inspection services. That includes a lot of other things other than just the hands-on.
Now, there's a few manufacturers that find a lot of value in what you do, and they line up with you. There's also a few retailers that are big supporters of your program. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, the number one supporter of our program is an organization out of California called the World Floor Covering Association, which I'm sure everyone is aware of. And they have contributed more than anybody to this program. Like you said, there are some mills out there. One is Mohawk. They have been with us since day one, and they've continually support CFI with product. They also support us with the in-house CFI program where they're training all of their installers. And there's also, we get a lot of product from a carpet mill by Maslin. They give us a lot of pattern goods that we can show how to match patterns, align patterns, balance patterns in carpeting. We are getting some support from most of the major carpet mills, yes.
And are there some major retailers that use your skills to train their people?
Oh, yes. We have some private contracts with retailers where we come in, say, every 6 months and update their skills levels. Mm-hmm. And they have us in and do updates, show them new techniques in addition to new tools, new adhesives, new applications. There's training going on with all the major retailers that we have.
All right, Jim. So you're in Nashville. You've got this meeting. It starts tomorrow. What's the attendance you're expecting this year?
We're expecting at least 250 is registered.
Okay.
And we don't know how many will be walk-ins, but at least 250 of them will be here. And we will have programs designed for everyone that is interested in updating their skill level. For instance, if they want to know about moisture remediation, we'll have moisture remediation, and this will be given by Jason Sprangler with Wagner Products. They have the moisture testing equipment. We also have a laminate. Floor covering from Armstrong. Tony Prestano will be here from Armstrong. Tim Province is also going to be here from Armstrong. Also, the thin tile set system, a gentleman by the name of McGee from Mapei, they're going to be here. In addition to that, like I say, we have Mannington here that's going to be represented. In addition to that, we have some tool manufacturers that's going to be here to show us new tools that's being introduced this last year. Adhesive people are going to be here. Like I say, this is just a mix of the entire industry. We started out doing just carpeting, but today we've expanded into all the floor coverings except terrazzo. We don't do anything with terrazzo. Okay. So we're looking forward to a good turnout and a real busy next 3 days.
Okay, now the 250, that's up actually about 50 from last year, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of really surprising because you asked earlier if the business was improving out there. In some places, as it is, we have 55 first-timers, the first time they've ever come to an association. So the interest, Kemp, is still out there. And we want to make sure that we meet their expectations by offering the classes and giving out the information, not just on the products, but on the installation techniques and on the tools that's offered.
Okay. Now, before we run out of time, let me just ask you real quick. You know, the CFI does have a schedule of seminars and training classes that they do around the country. And if people want to find out and perhaps send some of their installers to these, they can go to a website, or how can they see what your schedule is for seminars this year and training?
They could go to CFIinstallers.com. Okay. And there would be a listing there. They could call the home office if there's any retailers out there interested in getting information on how to get their installers certified, or if they want to bring their retail salespeople in on how to take care of customer complaints, how to go out and inspect the job. We offer classes on that. We offer technical certifications for their salespeople. What we do on a technical certification is that we try to keep the salesperson as informed about installation as their installers. Now, we're not trying to make installers out of the salespeople, but to be a good salesperson, we feel that if they would know how to sell that product and sell installation with it, it's just a benefit to that sale. Mm-hmm. So, and it really benefits the retailer when they have employee salespeople who know installation so that they can represent the product properly. Again, we're out there trying to educate the industry.
I appreciate you being with us today. Again, we're talking to Jim Walker about the 19th convention in Nashville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.